Among the items the Hillsborough Board of County Commissioners considered today was concern by commissioners about the routing of new electric lines by Progress Energy. Commissioner Jim Norman is worried that the electric lines could be routed through Hillsborough neighborhoods, even though much of the energy would be provided to Pasco County.
Pasco's facing it. Hernando's facing it. We should take the lead and do everything aggressively to protect these neighborhoods.
But Commissioner Rose Ferlita said that since the electric line route was not known, it's too early to get upset about what it could be.
There's nothing wrong with sending a message loud and clear. We're opposed to this. We would support this. We're tolerant of this. But let's not get on the war wagon before we have something to argue about.
Commissioner Mark Sharp said that even though no one wants power lines running through their neighborhood, the county should concentrate on upgrading its aging infrastructure, including the power grid.
We've got a macro problem across the country here in the state of Florida. We're not investing in our infrastructure. We're not investing in our power systems. And when anyone tries to upgrade, it's the same with the road. It's the same with everything we talk about. When you upgrade to meet the demands of the citizenry, we don't want it. We don't want it in our backyard. We don't want it near us. I don't want a power station ramming through my home. I don't want it disrupting my neighborhood. So I appreciate what Jim Norman's trying to do to protect neighborhoods. But at the same time, what I don't want this motion to do is in any way suggest, first off, we're making them like they're the enemy. They're providing us energy.
The commission received letters from several concerned members of the community, including some they described as influential. Commissioner Kevin White, who represents the economically depressed area of East Tampa, said that who is affected should not be an issue.
And I'm kind of glad it's going through where the proposed route is affecting the north end and the higher end and the more affluent, because I don't know if we'd be having this discussion if it was going through East Tampa and the poorer sections of Hillsborough County.
Rose Ferlita offered a substitute motion to be kept informed about the power lines and maintain a dialogue with Progress Energy. After Ferlita's substitute motion failed 2-5 with only Sharp joining her, she voted to support the original motion by Jim Norman.
For Hillsborough County to take the lead in approaching Pasco County in secondary phase, basically go to Hernando, Brooksville, get a collaboration of all counties together to form a foundation of support to try to protect our neighborhoods aggressively. And meet with Progress Energy, but show that we're prepared to do whatever it takes to protect established neighborhoods from expansion of outside the borders of the existing rights-of-ways.
Norman's motion passed 6-1. Only Sharp voted against. County commissioners also received an update on Hillsborough's visioning process from the county's Officer for Strategic Management Initiatives, Lucia Garces. Garces attempted to distance the county's visioning process from claims that there is not enough citizen input and too much input from the One Bay group. One Bay's director resigned in April because of her ties to South Hillsborough landowners and her employment by a powerful lobbying firm. Since the resignation, some media reports have emphasized the business ties of One Bay.
There is a concern about One Bay's involvement. There is a preference that the Planning Commission be involved, and there is a concern that whatever process is designed engage the public, and I'm going to start using that word instead of public input because I do think it's a different kind of word.
The commission unanimously granted Garces' request for more time before the proposed conceptual visioning plan is submitted. The commission also waived $25,000 in impact fees for the Kids Charity of Tampa Bay that is building a new shelter in the Lithia Pinecrest area. That's the most that can be waived. Commissioner Jim Norman.
Hillsborough County should be very grateful that this organization just put this together from the perspective that this is a private sector, basically nonprofit, but the private sector going out and taking care of a responsibility Hillsborough County would typically have. These are a whole lot of children that would be in our care to some degree and different levels that this organization is trying to form and take on and take care of a lot of Hillsborough County kids. The reason I put this on here is they're being impeded to moving forward because of the tremendous amount of impact fees.
The commission unanimously voted to waive the $25,000 in impact fees for Kids Charity of Tampa Bay and directed staff to look for ways to waive the project's entire $170,000 in impact fees. The county will have to pay any impact fees that are waived. The county commission also considered a hospital bond application from University Community Hospital for up to $275 million in healthcare facilities revenue bond financing. Mike Merrill, the director of the county's debt management department, said the type of bond that the hospital needs would normally be issued at a higher interest rate, but they agreed on an alternate plan.
It would be in our interest to try and find a way to allow them to issue bonds at the lowest possible interest rate. At the same time, meeting the objective of our policy, which is to approve bonds in a way that protects bondholders. That's the purpose of having bonds credit enhanced. It's the purpose of having bonds issued in larger denominations so that more sophisticated individuals, institutions are buying the bonds. What we came to agreement on was that the hospital would agree to provide what's called a gross revenue pledge, which means essentially that the bondholders step to the front of the line and are paid first, before operating costs, before any other costs of the hospital.
The plan was unanimously approved by commissioners after being assured that it does not expose the county to any financial risk. In another agenda item, Daniel Poto, the director of county audit, told the commission about inconsistencies in an audit of the county's dealings with Humana Insurance Company. Some county employees have been getting overcharged by some pharmacies when they purchase prescriptions.
In the 8 month period that we looked at, we came up with approximately $159,000. Because a lot of times the generics are like $2.25, dispensing fees $1.50, that's $3.75, and you get charged $10. Didn't cost the county anything, didn't cost Humana anything, costed you and me if we have generic drugs. So there's inconsistency there.
Several commissioners suggested educating county employees to ask pharmacists if the cost of their prescriptions could be lower than the copay amount. The next Hillsborough County Commission meeting is May 21st. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.